Hey everyone, welcome to tonight's call. You may realize we're back on a different service here. So different webinar service. So let's see how this works. But get rid of this. Let's kind of get started. All right, there we are. So, you know, this is something, you know, I should have done this lesson a long time ago, and it came up a couple sessions I did over the last couple of weeks with some clients. Where this just kind of be a little bit of a theme, you know, and so I wanted to address it because it's something that we're all going to go through at some point, guaranteed. So let's start with a great quote. I love this quote. Never give up on something that you can't go a day without thinking about. Right. So Winston Churchill, this guy's got some gems, and I love this one. So, you know, again, when you feel like you want to give up, you can't. You can't, because I know everyone on this call, everyone watching this, you all think about your weight and your health every day, all day. I know it's something you're thinking about it all the time, and that's not going away. Okay. So you can't give up. Right. And so we're going to break it down though. Let's get into it. So a few notes here. I believe this is probably your biggest challenge mindset wise. Okay. Is this feeling that again, everything's going well, and then all of a sudden you feel like giving up. And that is why it happens sometimes. Okay. So the other thing about it is that you have to understand that you know, at some point it's just guaranteed. You are guaranteed to feel like giving up. Again, we're going to go through some of the reasons why this can happen, but you know, it's just guaranteed. And so what we need to do is we need to address it, identify it, and learn how to grow from it and how to evolve from it. And on top of, you know, guaranteed that you're going to feel it at some point, you're going to feel it multiple times. It sneaks up, it creeps up. Okay. And again, if that's normal, it's natural, it's going to happen. We're not talking about how to never have it happen. We're talking about how do we deal with it when it does happen. And I think that's the more proactive, practical way, you know, to deal with this. Okay. And specifically when we talk about the solution, this idea, right, that we feel like giving up, I think, I don't know, in our modern kind of culture here, usually we say, okay, well, I just need to push through it, right? And it's this idea that we just got to will ourselves through and force ourselves to get through it. And don't get me wrong, I mean, there's a little bit of space for that, but that's really a small part of the solution because, again, you can only push yourself through it for so long. And again, a lot of the things that cause you to want to give up in the first place, when you're in that state, again, you don't really have access to a lot of willpower typically. Okay. And so again, we're going to go with it a different way. And what I believe is going to give you much better results is the solution really is kind of changing your weight loss frame, right? The way you think about it. And so again, specifically, we're going to be talking about how to change your thoughts and perceptions about weight loss. And that's what a lot of what we're going to cover here tonight is. It's not just, you know, again, you have these unconscious thoughts and perceptions that at some points will lead you to feel like you want to give up. And so again, if you maintain those thoughts and perceptions and just try and force yourself through it, you're not really resolving anything. You know, again, you're forcing yourself, and sometimes by forcing yourself, your thoughts and perceptions will change, but not too often. And so what we want to do is we want to recognize that truly kind of the way we're thinking, the way we're feeling, the way we're perceiving things, that's really, really going to make the big difference. Okay. And so when we can understand that, I think, you're going to feel less worried about if you feel like, you know, you get down for whatever reason, you know, as we're going to go through, if you get into that state of mind or you start feeling that way, you won't be so worried about it. You won't be freaking out about it. Cause again, you'll have some understanding of it. And again, you'll have some genuine leverage points that you can shift and change in order to make some real changes. Okay. And then finally, I just want to mention this because, we're going to revisit this in a little bit and probably a couple times here, but losing weight and living healthy, I believe, is the number one way for you to improve your life. And so, you know, let's face it, right? It's basically, you know, health and money are two big factors that dictate our quality of life. And if you really put them up against each other, you know what I mean? Health is usually going to win. And so, you know, I say that because a lot of times we put this frame around weight loss, like it's this miserable thing. But in reality, it's probably the thing that if you can master it, if you can figure it out, will really improve your life day in and day out more than anything else. because it constantly impacts how you feel, how you think, your ability to succeed. And so, again, we want to make this fun. This is an enjoyable process. You know, again, I like it. Like, if you're going to learn a language, or if you're going to learn, you know, an instrument, you can play songs, you play music. Again, the way people get through the challenging parts is they're always focused on the big picture, you know, the kind of end of the rainbow type thing. And so it's the same thing with the weight loss. It's very easy to focus in on the hard parts or the frustrating parts. But again, you have to consistently keep reminding yourself of what's at stake here and what's waiting for you when you master this area of your life, right? So it's a level of calm and confidence and peace that really, I don't know if there's any other way to truly experience that, you know, other than genuinely taking control of your health and your weight. And so again, we always want to keep that in mind because it's going to help motivate us. So let's talk about a couple triggers, right? So what are the things that typically precede the feeling of, you know, kind of thinking like, oh, I just want to give up? Now, again, we're making this whole process very conscious. I always like to say, when it comes to the giving up part, or really when it comes to a lot of weight loss or exercise programs, you know, in New England here, we have intense winters. And so there's a saying, you know, when it's a really intense winter and it kind of turns into spring without you realizing it, there's a saying called in like a lion, out like a lamb. And I always think that's a great expression for most people's weight loss experience. Because again, they go into it like a lion, they're fired up, they're obsessed with it, they're talking about it all the time, they're tracking everything, they're doing everything. And then all of a sudden, at some point, a couple of weeks have gone by and they realize that they've kind of fallen off the wagon. And so a lot of times that moment when they've decided to stop is very subtle and under the radar. And so what we want to do is we want to take a lot of these unconscious kind of triggers sometimes and just become aware of them. Because the more you can understand what triggered it, the better, right? Because sometimes all of a sudden these triggers will go off and now we feel terrible and we're not thinking rationally. We're very emotional and we kind of over-exaggerate things and we blow things up. And so as we start to recognize some of the triggers, I think that's the first step in kind of gaining some control over this, right? So it doesn't feel so overwhelming, so hopeless. Okay, you start to realize, oh, there's a cause effect here. Oh, that happened, and that triggered this thought process. And that's what needs to change, right? Almost more than anything else. You know, again, that's why I say this is probably the biggest challenge and the biggest area of, you know, jumping to that next level is being able to figure out this part, right? Imagine right now that you could understand what your triggers are, and one of them goes off, and you start feeling down, but you recognize it, and you have a solution for it. And you get yourself back on track. See, that's what I'm saying. I genuinely believe the biggest skill, the most important skill of maintaining, not only losing weight, but maintaining it long term, is your ability to get back on track. Right. And so, again, it all starts, this conversation, you know, is right in line with that. Okay. So, the first one, I think this is probably the biggest one, is frustration with results. Right. And so you step on the scale, it hasn't moved or it's gone up. You see a picture or reflection of yourself. And that gets you down or close, right? These seem to be the big three typically that will set people off. So again, I just want to point these out. I mean, there's really not much to say about it. We all know what this is like. But again, we'll talk about, you know, how to get around this. But again, the first step is identifying, becoming aware of what the triggers are. Because if we don't understand what the triggers are, we just start to feel bad. And then it makes it much harder to figure out how to feel better. Okay. But once you understand what the triggers are, then again, we can kind of diagnose it and figure it out. So again, the scale of picture, reflection, or close, a lot of times can just send us right off the deep end. And we've all experienced, we all know what that feels like. Making a mistake, right? Getting off track, letting yourself down. These again are also things that can cause us to, you know, make mistakes and get off track and think to ourselves, oh man, you know, this is too hard. I can't do this anymore. All the rest of it. Okay. So these are really common triggers, you know, that can get us off. And again, we're going to talk about some solutions for it. The next one, right? This is a really big one. And again, this is very, very subtle. Most of the time, you won't recognize this because when you're tired, you're overextended, you're just exhausted, you aren't thinking logically, you're not thinking rationally. Right. You're just, you know, again, you're very emotional. And when you're tired, it makes the thing right above it, right? When you're tired, making a mistake or getting off track or letting yourself down is really easy to do, right? You just don't have the energy to cook the healthy meal, to make the healthy choice, to get yourself to do the exercise, okay? So tired is a huge one. And again, why I say this. So say you start feeling kind of down, you're feeling kind of discouraged, but you kind of look through some of these triggers and you say, oh, you know what? I'm really tired. Well, now all of a sudden you're back on the road towards figuring out the solution. Because if you can identify that it's because most of it's because you're really tired, then you can start to come up with a solution, right? And the solution's fairly obvious in this case. But again, if we don't recognize that we're probably feeling this way because we're tired, then we just start to make up all these stories about why we're failing again. Okay. So again, sometimes it's just simply you're tired. And right along with that is being in a bad mood, right? So, and this could literally have nothing to do with weight loss. You know, you could get in a fight with your boss. Your boss could say something rude to you, again, about your work, but it puts you in a bad mood. And remember, as soon as we, whatever mood we're in is kind of lighting up these neural pathways in our body. And so if we get put into a bad or an angry mood, or discouraged mood or whatever mood it may be, it literally neurologically, we connect to all the thoughts that reinforce that mood, right? So if you start to feel sad, your neurological pathways light up and you connect to all the sad thoughts, the sad memories, the sad projections of the future. And when we kind of, and again, it reinforces the mood. And that's the same for all the different moods. So if something happens to us, and we get in a bad mood, it can be very easy, just like a light switch, you know, instantly, again, something about work. And now all of a sudden we're feeling totally discouraged and despondent about losing weight and being able to do this. Okay. So again, you just got right now, we're just talking about just becoming aware of the triggers. And then again, right along with the moods is stress. And that's almost like a combination of the tired and the bad mood. But the stress can come in many different forms, right? And so it can be from, you know, someone close to you is dealing with health issues. It could be, you know, stress, relationship stress, just stress. You got a lot of responsibilities, literally any form of stress. What ends up happening, maybe we'll get into this a little bit more in a moment, but it's like sometimes we hit capacity, right? Again, life just goes bananas and we're kind of hit capacity. And so it's very difficult in that stage to take on more in terms of, you know, getting your eating different, getting yourself to exercise or do even the habits we talk about. Okay. Because when you feel like you're at capacity, you can't do anything else. You're in this state of overwhelm. It's very difficult to say to yourself to feel like you're going to be able to do the things that are getting the results you want. Okay. And so again, we want to identify these are the big triggers. And the more you can identify those and see how those are affecting you, the easier time you're going to have in finding a solution. Because here's the other thing is that you run in patterns. So each of us, there will be certain ones of these that will be affect you more. And you'll be able to reflect over your life and see that there are certain ones of these that affect you more than other people. And so if you can understand what patterns you typically run, you can, again, put your energy into figuring out a solution. And that, I'm telling you, is the very foundation of the change you're looking to create. It's this psychological shift into creating solutions for challenges that you've repeatedly repeated over the years. Okay, and it starts with understanding the triggers. So, okay, so these are the triggers that are kind of on the surface that we recognize, but I want to go a little bit deeper into some of the deeper issues that get people to a place of where they start considering giving up. Okay. And the first one, again, you hear me say this all the time. I'm going to say it again because I believe this is literally number one, one, two, and three when it comes to weight loss is that we are in this culture hypnotized when it comes to weight loss to think in very short time frames. And it's so damaging because when you think in a very short time frame about weight loss, if you do that, that's how you set it up. Guaranteed the thoughts that are going to come up are going to be almost all harmful to you. Again, if you start thinking in days, weeks, months, in terms of your weight loss, it's almost never going to happen as quick as you think it's going to happen. And so that's going to make you discouraged. You don't give yourself enough time to actually learn, you know, what's going on here, right? And so again, you stop before you even had a chance to learn it. And you just kind of keep repeating the same cycle. Again, when it comes to weight loss, people really focus solely on the weight loss phase, right? And I think at this point right now, I think they say the average person that's on a diet lasts about 4.7 days. Okay. And so again, the whole thing is just steeped in the short time frame that has all sorts of problems with it. Okay. So again, we're always looking to lengthen the time frame that we're thinking in. And we'll go through a couple ways to do that in a few moments. Oversimplification, right? Again, this is another problem. I always say this, you know, 75% of the population in America anyways is overweight or obese at this point. And yet if you ask 100 people off the street, how do you lose weight? They make it sound like it's the simplest thing in the world. Just eat better and exercise. You know, what other questions you got for me? Right. Well, clearly there's more to it. Clearly, you know, if it was so simple and all it was is just eat less food, I always say to people that there would be a food calculator that you could put your stats into and it would tell you exactly how many calories you eat a day and you'd lose a certain amount of weight every week. Well, they have those calculators, but they don't work because everyone's different. There's a lot of factors going into your weight. And these two things are linked, this time frame and the oversimplification. For example, say you're 50 years old. Say for the last 25 years, you've been drinking soda, eating chips, and you don't eat vegetables, you don't drink any water, and you've been living this way. You're high stressed, you know what I mean? You don't exercise at all, and you've been living this way for 25 years. Well, guess what? That affects your body. It affects your biochemistry. It affects your hormone levels, right? It affects the way you think about things that you've hardwired cravings in. And so when you think about losing weight at 50, you say, well, I'm going to cut some calories down. And after the first 2 weeks, you haven't lost any weight. Well, you got to give yourself more time, right? There's more going on here. You know, sometimes we need to heal our body first. And, you know, I say the example, my daughter, she broke her finger last week and it's her little pinky finger. And I saw the x-ray and I can't even see the crack. I can't even see it. So again, it's tiny, but they're like, okay, it's going to take 4 to 6 weeks to heal. Right? That's just a bone that I can't even see the crack in. That's going to take 4 or 6 weeks to heal. And so when you think about your metabolism, right, how your liver functions, right, the hormone imbalances, right, your insulin sensitivity, you know, your muscle development, the way you think, all of these different factors, I'm just listing a couple of them, to just expect that you're driving the same body you were when you were 20, it's going to respond the same way, it makes no sense. You know, so again, it is a more complicated process. It just is. And if we really get into it, again, we talk about the habits, we talk about setting up, you know, how to install habits, how to transform negative habits, how to change up how you eat, how to change up your craving, how to introduce more water, keep yourself hydrated, and on and on and on. And so, again, there is a lot to it. And so I don't say it to overwhelm you. I say it that anything that's by, see how these two work together? We oversimplify and say, well, just cut the calories or just work out really hard or just cut out this food. And you'll start losing weight immediately. That's pretty much every single weight loss message you're getting. You're not getting the message, okay, this is a complex issue here. We're talking about your psychology, your biochemistry, you know, your environment, you know, the foods that you usually buy, the stores you go to, the way you prepare food. There's a lot going on here. And so again, I don't say this to overwhelm you, but to help you get a more realistic picture of what's going on here, that it's going to take a little while. Again, I always compare it to like learning the piano. You're not going to learn the piano in a month, right? It takes a while. Your body has to learn. You got to understand it. And there's levels you keep hitting. It's the same thing here with your weight and your health. Okay. So stop thinking in weeks, you know, days, weeks, and months. You got to start thinking in, you know, months, years, and lifetimes. Okay. The next one, again, the deeper issue that gets to it, this is almost 100% of the case. When you feel like, oh, I just want to give up, I've had it, this isn't working, guarantee your problem-oriented thinking, okay? You're focused on the problems. And what I mean by problem-oriented thinking is that it's kind of like the solar system, right? And the sun's the center of it. The problem-oriented thinking is that everything is revolving on the problems. And so you may feel like you're trying to solve it, right? But you're not, because everything is just, the presupposition is that the problem is there. And so everything revolves around the problem. And so you say, oh my God, my eating, you know, it was horrible. I binged last night. So why do I binge? What happened? Why did I do that? Why can't I stop myself? How come I keep doing this? Right? Why do I keep eating those Doritos and that ice cream? How come I can't stop myself? Right? And it's always some version of that, but it's all wrapped around the problem. Okay. And that's one of the things that will absolutely get you to the point where you just want to stop thinking about it. You want to stop trying to figure it out, but it's because it's all wrapped around the problem. The solution becomes, again, what is the solution, right? If we're talking about eating at night, how can I eliminate my night eating? What would I do instead, right? Maybe I'll drink water. I'll read books. Maybe I'll have a different type of snack. I'll eat a bigger dinner. I'll go for a walk, right? But again, it's all about the solution. Guarantee you, you can circle this one, write this down and put stars all over it. Guarantee you, this time, from right now to for any time in the future, when you feel like you want to give up, I promise you, you are being problem oriented in your thinking. And a shift over to solution oriented will, again, it'll instantly shift how you feel. I promise you. Okay, so that's if there's any one absolute thing here you can point to in a very practical way, it's right there. From problem oriented, you want to shift over to solution oriented. That will change how you feel. No strategy. Again, this goes back to the oversimplification. You know, I talk about logistics sometimes of literally how do you get the food into your house? Now, it sounds silly because logically you just say, we'll just go to the store and buy it. Yeah, okay. But the reality of when you're going to go to the store, right? Maybe it's a different store you have to go to. Maybe you have to shop a little differently if you're going to start eating more fresh foods, right? Maybe if all, you know, used to go out to McDonald's every day for lunch and now you want to prepare something. Okay, well, now you have to figure out how to get the foods to prepare. You have to decide what you're going to prepare. So again, I don't say this to overwhelm you. I tell you it because there's a lot going on here. And to expect you're going to learn it all in a couple of weeks or a couple of months is goofy. Nothing complicated in life do you learn that way, okay? And so really what's happening a lot of times is that when you feel discouraged, I can almost guarantee you that you have no strategy for whatever is, again, kind of triggering you to feel upset, you know, or your strategy is just lacking, right? And so what I'm saying is, if you look at these, you know, if you start feeling kind of discouraged, you start to go through this lesson here specifically and diagnose it, I can almost guarantee you'll find some of these things. You're oversimplifying things, you're expecting, you know, things too quickly, you're thinking and focusing on the problem, and your strategy is not good enough. And again, that's not a knock, it's nothing bad, it's just that's where the problem is. And if you could come up, again, now we switch to solution-oriented, what would be a better strategy? What would help me out in this situation? Okay, so the clearer you can identify what triggered the problem. Oh man, yesterday at lunch, I went to McDonald's. Okay, that was the problem. I just give up, this is too hard. Okay, then we go through this here. And we say, well, what's a better strategy? What could I have done instead? I could have had a salad. I could have brought a salad to lunch with me, or, you know, to work with me. Okay, well, how would I have prepared that salad? Where am I getting the lettuce? Again, we're going to little details here, but these are really important. Again, it's the logistics of it. So again, there's more going on here. Negativity bias. All right. Now, again, you could be the most positive person on the planet, but your brain is a human brain, and we all have a negativity bias simply because there's not much survival. There's not a lot of survival benefit to being positive, right? So as an example, you're, you know, it's 5,000 years ago, you're in the bush and you hear some rustling of the leaves behind you. There's no survival benefit to thinking, oh, that's probably just, you know, some birds playing, right? There's a lot more survival benefit to thinking, oh, that's a lion. I better get the hell out of here. Okay, so this negativity bias has been evolved into us. And how this translates in the modern world is you make one little mistake and all of a sudden all you can remember are all the mistakes you've made in your life. When it comes to weight loss, all you can think about is the times you screwed up. All you can think of is the negative stuff. Okay, and so again, this is always going to be there. One way to kind of deal with this is to A, recognize it, and again, shift over to a solution-oriented thought process and think, okay, what have I done right in the last 2 weeks? That's kind of one way. And the other way, in a habitual way, is to work with your gratitude journal. Okay. If you work on your gratitude journal, it does mitigate this a bit. And it builds up that gratitude muscle and it kind of balances you out a little. All right. So again, keep that in mind. And then finally is running a pre-programmed pattern. And so what I was kind of referencing this a little bit earlier, but this is what I want you to do. And this is hard to do because it's not part of the pattern. We all run on pre-programmed patterns. Basically, our behaviors and what we decide to do over time, a lot of it's dictated by what saves us the most energy cognitively. And this is why we like habits, and this is why we like our routines, and why we repeat the same ones over and over, because we know how to do it and it doesn't take a lot of thought. Well, all of a sudden, when you start changing things up, it takes more thought and energy. This is why, you know, we were talking earlier, when you feel tired. Well, when you're tired, again, we can minimize it. We can say, well, you know, choosing not to eat the ice cream at night, and instead I'm going to eat the, you know, have an apple. Logically, it all sounds easy and simple. But in the moment, you've got a routine of what you normally do. You look forward to it. And now to stop it takes energy. To do something different takes energy. If you're feeling tired, you have less energy to spend on doing that. Okay. It's just that simple. It's not a right or wrong. There's no judgment to it. It's just the facts of the matter. And so, you know, if you follow a pre-programmed pattern, you know, again, in the short term of doing some unhealthy thing, you can't beat yourself up about it. Okay. It's just, that's a natural part of this process. You got to make mistakes so that you can learn from them and adapt and change. Okay. And then the bigger pre-programmed pattern I'm really talking about here is the one where your weight loss one. And this would be very, very helpful to you. If you look back over your history of weight loss, start to see if you could notice some patterns. And what I mean by this, I did a call this past week, and the lady was saying, a lot of times, you know, the weekend comes and she's getting all self-fired up. This is gonna be the week. Monday I'm gonna do it. And so Monday and Tuesday are pretty good, right? Because she had the weekend where she kind of recovered a bit. Monday and Tuesday, okay. Then Wednesday comes and it's off the rails. And we were talking about it, right? Now she's like, oh my God, I've been doing this for years and years and years, and I never even realized it. And that's the amazing part. Again, a lot of this stuff's unconscious. We're not aware of it. And so begin to recognize your give up pattern, right? When you give up, what's going on? Again, look at that trigger list we just talked about, right? In the past, when you have quit, what's going on there? And what I think you'll start to recognize is that there is a pattern to it. And again, the first step in changing the pattern is to recognize that it's there. Okay. Once you recognize it, then you can begin to ask solution-oriented questions, right? So for this example, you know, this woman could say, how can I get it so that Wednesday and Thursday, it's easy for me, you know, to stay on track? What do I need to do? And again, good chance it may have something to do with logistics. Right. Maybe she just gets enough food ready for Monday and Tuesday. Maybe she only plans out Monday and Tuesday and never, ever plans out Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Okay. So again, when you start looking at things this way, a lot of times the solutions are really obvious. But again, this woman's a great example that she's been doing this for decades, this Monday to Tuesday thing, and then falling apart Wednesday, you know, to Sunday. Okay. And again, it's not the specifics of it that matter. It's the fact that she's been doing that for so long and never recognized it. And if she never recognizes it, she can never resolve it. Okay. So, again, recognize your pre-programmed patterns and then approach it with a solution-oriented mindset. Right. So I want to talk a little bit more about time frame, just because this is so important. As I said, it's just too short most of the time. You know, and again, I'm not going to take too long on this because I think you get it. But this truly is the cultural weight loss hypnosis. If you allow yourself, anytime you hear a weight loss message advertised, even when it's not advertised, I want you to notice how often it's mentioning some sort of time frame that's usually in days or weeks, right? It's always about how fast you can lose the weight. Very rarely is it about how long can you keep the weight off for. Okay. And so what it does is it gets us focused on a very short-term time frame of just doing whatever it takes to lose weight. And when we think in short-term time frames, we tend to choose extreme plans that are unsustainable, and we tend to set unrealistic expectations. Okay. So that they, again, even if we get decent results, they're not the results we were expecting. So we feel defeated. Okay. So again, it really does factor in a lot. So I want to ask you a question. I like this because when I'm thinking about time frames for weight loss, they're so ridiculous, but you're so conditioned. We all are. We're all so conditioned to think in such short term time frames that we can't even appreciate how ridiculous it is. But so one of the questions I was thinking this over the week is that if you think about the smartest, most competitive, most talented, most driven people on the planet, right? So I'm talking about like the top 5% on the planet of just, they're just intelligent, they're smart, they're driven, they're focused. If you think about them, right, what kind of professions they go in, right? Maybe they're the highest in their profession is surgeons or lawyers or physicists or whatever it may be, right? Whatever you think that is, no matter who you're thinking about, they have to do at least 4 to 6 years of college and training and learning to master their craft. And they're not even mastering it. That's really just to get a foundation. Okay. So again, I'm talking about the smartest people on the planet with the best teachers in the world still need 4 to 6 years to learn the foundational aspects of their fields. Okay. And so the reason I say that to you is that when it comes to weight loss, you and all of us, we tend to think, I know what to do. I just got to do it. Well, knowing what you should eat, thinking you know what you should eat, is not knowing how to get yourself to do it long term. They're two totally different things. And again, like I said, learning how to live healthy and change and transform your lifestyle it's a big process. Okay. So you got to give yourself more time. I think one of the best things, I love this frame, is to think about this process like getting a college degree or doing a professional training. Okay. Where, again, you're dedicating years to this, at least, right? Years to mastering the foundational elements, and then the rest of your life to tweaking it and mastering it, you know, and becoming a genuine master at it. But you got to think longer term. It's like, if you've gone to college, I want you to think, right? Imagine if you were just going moment to moment, right? Imagine if like you were going to college to get a degree and you'd never really thought about getting a degree. You just said, okay, let's see how it goes this week. And you go that day and it's like, oh, okay, it was pretty good. You understood what was being taught and you kind of had a handle on it. But then a couple of days later, all of a sudden the material, like, oh my goodness, I don't know what to do here. You had some exams coming. You're like, oh my God. And if you only lived in that moment, if you're only thinking about that week and you weren't thinking about the long-term goal, pretty much all of us would have quit, right? Because it's hard. You need that long-term frame to get through challenging things. Losing weight and learning how to transform your lifestyle is a challenging thing. It's not easy, right? It's relatively simple concepts, I suppose, but to consistently do them is a challenge, okay? And so the idea that you're just going to do it and be perfect at it, and that's your plan, again, if that's what you think, you're going to be thinking about giving up a lot, okay? And again, finally here, you know, it kind of put a cap on this point, is that you want to give yourself time to assimilate to a new way of being, okay? And so what I mean by that is, I want to show you, Virginia Satir was a real famous therapist. She did a lot of family therapy. And I had a client today remind me of this model, and I'm glad she did, because this is a great point. But so if you look at the old status quo, right? So you think that's how your old way of living, right? That equaled your weight. And now all of a sudden you're going to change things. And we think everything's just going to be perfect, right? We think we're just going to have a new status quo. We're just going to hit it because we've made a decision. But no, what happens is as soon as you start trying something new and you start making these changes, it does create chaos. It feels like that because it's all new. Remember this, in order to learn something new, you have to go through a state of confusion. Right? If you didn't have to go through confusion, then you would already have known it. Okay. So anytime we're learning something genuinely new, and that's what you're doing here, when you're changing up your lifestyle, you're learning new things and you're implementing them, then there is going to be some chaos. There's going to be confusion. There's going to be frustration, overwhelm. Okay. But if you stick with it, what ends up happening is you start reaching a new status quo that starts to feel like the old status quo, right? And it starts to just feel normal. So again, I can't overstate this. So many people think, it's kind of like, again, I'll go back to the piano metaphor. You deciding, saying, that's it, I'm going to learn the piano. And you go sign up for a music school, okay? There's two parts here. There's the decision part, the decision commitment part, where you say, that's it, I'm going to do it. But that doesn't mean you know how to play the piano now. It just means you're committing to do the work to learn how to do it. And if you keep doing the work, then you will learn how to do it. Same thing here. But a lot of times what happens with people is they say, well, okay, that's it, I'm going to lose weight. And they think they know everything they need to know to lose the weight. And then they get frustrated and overwhelmed and they feel like, oh, this is too hard, forget it. Again, and nowhere within their concept of losing weight did they really prepare themselves for that. Okay, and so again, you have to. There's going to be ups and downs. You're going through a learning process. Think about anything you've learned in your life, like genuinely learned. The simple things, reading, writing, driving a car, riding a bike. If you've learned anything new lately, right? Think about it. It can be frustrating. You have to keep doing it. Same thing here. Okay. So let me share a couple of remotivating questions with you. Okay. So again, this is one way to kind of help shift you when you feel this way. Cause again, it's not the end of the world. You know, I want you to understand, when you feel like giving up, you have to understand you're primarily emotional at that point, and all the thinking is reinforcing that emotion. And so we want to bring ourselves out of that state. And one of the easiest ways to do it is to ask ourselves better questions. And the one I like to do is, you know, why is this important to you? Right? Why is losing weight and getting your health under control and where you want it to be important? Again, if you can get yourself to that question and ask it and answer it genuinely, you're going to start to feel different very quickly, right? And so specifically, how is it going to affect you mentally, emotionally, physically? Again, the more detail, the better. Right? What effects are going to have on your most important relationships? And again, this is a fun one to do. You can think the heaven and hell of it, right? What's the heaven if you get this under control on the most important relationships? Right? What's the hell if you don't figure this out, where do these things go, right? Financially, right? Again, I promise you, it's not the weight that's going to affect you financially. It's how you feel that's going to affect you financially. If you feel out of control, if you feel embarrassed, if you feel like, you know, you're ashamed to show yourself in public, of course that's going to affect you financially if you're working, right? If you feel confident, if you feel in control, if you feel strong, powerful, like the person who you're meant to be, that's going to affect you financially. Okay, so again, you want to tap into this stuff. These things don't change regardless of your mood, all right? So again, that's why these questions are so powerful. Even if you're in a really crappy mood, you start asking these questions, the answer is the same, all right? So again, they're very powerful. Again, how does it affect your quality of life? And big picture it. If you don't make this change, and this one can be funny because when you're in a bad mood, you'll find this to be easier because you're already in a negative mood. And so when you think, you know, if I don't make this change, right? Again, what's 5 years going to be like? What's 10 years from now going to be like? What happened with your parents? Typically, we take after a parent, right? Is that what may be lying ahead for you if you don't commit to this and make this change, right? And then finally, this one, I love this question. This is really inspired. Tony Robbins would always ask the question, how long would you give your child to learn how to walk, right? And so, right, everyone, as long as it would take, right? And so it's the same thing here. How long will you give yourself to succeed, right? If you go through those questions up above, I'm going to assume this is really important to you. And so how long are you going to give yourself? A month? A week? 2 months? Right? A year to figure it out? And if it doesn't work, forget it then, right? Or forever? This is a very important question. And again, you may have to go through this. You may have to go through this 10 times until you truly master your weight, okay? You just never know, but it doesn't matter because every time you get through it, again, you weaken it some more, right? And so again, feeling like you want to give up is not a problem. It's what you do at that moment that really makes all the difference. And so you can feel like giving up and then the next day you're back on track. Who cares then? All right. That's not the problem. It's when you feel like giving up and you give up quietly without realizing, without learning anything. And then a year goes by. That's what you can't have happen. Okay. And so here's just a couple other just kind of practical solutions. I just want to, again, you may know some of these, but I just want to reinforce some of them and maybe some are new. The first one, again, it kind of goes along with what we were just saying, an unconditional commitment to health and to your weight. And I did write to your health for a specific reason here. First off, unconditional. Let's talk about that for a second. A lot of times, again, people say, well, I'll be committed to my weight loss as long as I'm losing weight. Well, you know, it's like unconditional commitment is just like unconditional love, right? There's people in your life that you love unconditionally. They could do anything and you'd still love them, right? And if you have like a marriage and it's conditional love, you're going to be in for a lot of pain. Why? Because you hold back. You're not giving all of yourself. It's conditional. It's based on what they do. And it's always reactive. It's the same thing with the weight loss and your health. If it's conditional upon the results you're getting in the short term, you know, maybe you'll win, but it's really, you're really reducing your chances. If it becomes unconditional and you start, I don't care how long this takes, I'm going to master this. I'm going to figure this out. I don't care if it takes me a decade. This is so important. I need to figure this out. You go into with that attitude, you know what's going to happen. Okay. So that's the first part. Unconditional commitment is just, it's a secret weapon. Okay? It's going to make everything a lot easier. Take the option of quitting right out of the equation. I'm never going to stop. I'm going to do this no matter what. It's the Winston Churchill thing we talked about, right? Never give up on something that you can't go a day without thinking about. You're going to think about your weight for the rest of your life. You're going to think about your health for the rest of your life. If you weren't that type of person, you wouldn't be listening to this right now. Okay. Now, the other part of this is to your health. Again, I know you want to lose weight, but if you can make this about your health first, you're going to tap into more motivation, more commitment, right? Again, the reason I say this, I'm going to do a lesson on this because it was a real profound insight I had last week talking about when we think about weight loss, we're so conditioned to think about it one way. It's so hard to not think about it that way. But health is kind of like, if we can get ourselves focused in on the health part of it, right? Even like the question, even if you weren't going to lose any weight, would you clean up your eating and your living so that you were healthier? And if you can get yourself to the point that even if I wasn't going to lose weight, I'd still want to be healthier. If you can get to that point, it's magical, right? Now, again, it may feel hard for you right now, but again, it's a litmus test of asking that question. So again, this is key. All or nothing to all or something, right? You've heard me say this, but again, this is on a practical side of things. When you're tired, when life's going bananas, maybe it's not time to try and change everything. Okay. And again, the all or something, the all or nothing mentality is all built into that weight loss hypnosis that we're all stuck in. Short term, all or nothing, you know, just so I can get the results as fast as possible. But sometimes you can't give all. It's just impossible. Life's got its own agenda and you just can't do it. None of us can. And so those are when you have the something instead. Okay. And again, the kind of belief behind it is that we want consistency over intensity. Sometimes we can't bring the intensity we want to bring ideally. Okay. And so at those times we shift over to consistency. And the way we do it is we reduce to the ridiculous. Right. So what I mean by that is that So again, life's going bananas. You know what I mean? You want to clean your eating up, but it's just too overwhelming. You don't have the energy or the time for it right now. Okay. Well, what's the least you could do to feel better? Well, I could drink my water. I can still do my master ritual at night. I can, do 2 minutes of meditation in the morning. Again, it doesn't sound like a big deal, but it is, I promise you, because that's consistency. And so instead of the all or nothing, where we're all 100% or we're not doing it, we're not thinking about it at all, we're either 100% or we're at the very minimum 5-10%. At least our foot's still in the game, right? At least I'm still doing my water. And then that has its effects. At least I'm still getting my sleep at night. You see? So again, it changes you. It changes your motivation, the way you think about yourself. Again, I can't overstate this. And again, just simply commit to the easiest habit, whichever one's easiest for you. And don't minimize it, right? Again, do not minimize it. We build on it. Okay. So if you drink water, water's easy for you to do, you keep that up. Okay. And you say, well, at least I got my water in place, and the water makes it easier, makes my body feel more comfortable, helps me with my hunger, you know, on and on and on. We're building on it. We're not minimizing and tearing it down. Oh, who cares? So I drink my water. Big deal. Who cares? I'm not doing the food. So screw it. You know, who cares about the water? If I can't eat better, then it doesn't even matter. Right? You know, even, we all said this, we've all done this for ourselves. Okay. We need to flip that around. I got the water. Sweet. I'm going to master that. And once things kind of calm down a little bit, then I'm going to move into, you know, being a little more active. And then once I get that down, I'm still thinking about my eating, little things I can do, little tweaks I can make. That's how you want to approach it. Okay. Get some rest. I say that because I swear that is so often the case that we all live very busy lives. We're overextended. And on top of that, we're overextended. And once we get into kind of an overwhelmed, overextended kind of place energetically, it's hard to take actions we want to take. Okay. So often the answer is so simple. Just go to bed, get some rest, take the afternoon off, right? This weekend, just block out your schedule and sleep and relax. You know, I'll tell you, there's almost nothing that can change your motivation, your mindset quicker. Okay. And then finally, you know, again, just being stuck in your head, how can I make it easier? Again, this is part of the all or nothing, the short-term timetable that we think in, is that we think we have to make it as hard as possible because hard equals fast results. Okay. But as soon as you commit to long-term results, you can begin asking the question, how can I make this easier? Right. I can tell you, I manage my weight very easily. Right. It's not an energy intensive thing. It's just part of how I live. It's just part of who I am. And I got there because I was always asking the question, how can I make it easier? And I continue to ask that. Okay. So again, we want this to be an easy, fun process, not something that we're struggling with. And so I promise you, this is at the core of it. When you feel like you want to give up, it's because it's hard. Okay. And again, listen, sometimes on this journey, some things are hard, but sometimes if they get too hard and we just can't do it anymore, there's nothing wrong with saying, let me make this a little easier. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay. So I want you to understand that that is an option too. Okay. So cool. All right, everyone. Let's see. I'm using a different service here. It is what it is. So, all right. Sounds good. If you got any questions, you can ask them now. You can speak request. I don't even know how you do it, but I'm assuming there's a hand that raises up, or you can write a question if you have any questions on here. And if not, forever hold your peace, and we will talk next Tuesday night. All right, everyone. Very good. And if for whatever reason, again, like I said, I've kind of use this new thing. If you did have a question and you just weren't able to get it through, just shoot me an email at jim@programyourselfthin.com and we'll connect and I'll get it answered for you. All right, everyone, have a great night and I'll talk to y'all next week. Good night.